You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Friday's local report of news from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mostly cloudy skies and becoming a bit cooler in the next couple of days. Thunder showers expected here and there. Daytime highs about 62 degrees through the weekend. Overnight lows around 50, with cloudy periods prevailing, with daytime highs back into the 60s. Topping Friday's local news, the Niagara County Sheriff Department reports a pedestrian has been struck and killed by a truck in the 2700 block of Hess Road in Newfane. On arrival, deputies said they found the pedestrian laying in a roadway and attempted first aid, but were unsuccessful. The preliminary investigation shows that a 2011 Freightliner truck was traveling northbound on the Hess Road when it struck the pedestrian. That pedestrian suffered heavy trauma from the collision and was subsequently pronounced dead at the scene. The name of the victim is being withheld by Niagara Radio, pending notification of next of kin. The driver of the truck is reportedly cooperating with the Sheriff's Department, and their investigation into that fatal accident is continuing. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, this report is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Have a problem with an appliance? You won't have a problem with Chris Moore, because he's the premier appliance repair man who will come to your home for a $35 service call and take care of your problem, plus parts and labor. That's it. $35 service call, practically unheard of in this area. And Chris has been doing this for over 44 years, so he's well experienced. You'll like his prices, you'll love his service. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, put his number in your cell phone, 523-5911, because you never know when you'll need Chris Moore. And the local news is also brought to you by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, where they take pride in knowing you personally and taking care of your every need. They treat you special because to them you are. They don't want you to feel just like a number in a big corporate drugstore. It's the personal touch that matters, and you'll find out what it's all about when you stop in and see them at the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main Street in the Falls. In other local news, police were called to 901 Cedar Avenue yesterday, where a man was reportedly yelling and fighting with people in a parking lot there for no apparent reason. At one point, the suspect began fighting with the man, then pulled out a screwdriver and stabbed him 3 times in the back. That victim ran to a nearby fire hall across the street for treatment, and the suspect ran from the scene. Short time later, working on a description of that suspect, Niagara Falls Police Officer Maggard located the man and brought him back for a positive identification. Luckily, the victim's injuries were not said to be life-threatening, and he signed off on any further treatment after being checked by the fire department and an ambulance crew. Charged with assault in the case and with possession of a weapon was Ronald McClellan of Center Avenue. Police said the screwdriver used in the incident was recovered by the police. In the 500 block of Memorial Parkway yesterday, a landlord decided to check the basement of his building, and when he entered, he found out that a water heating tank had been removed. That tank was valued at $600, and police said there were no signs of any forced entry into the house. That stolen water heater was apparently connected to the first floor apartment that was said to be vacant, and on the second floor, the occupants there never even realized that the tank was missing. Police charged the Buffalo driver yesterday after they ran his license plates that were on a Porsche but came back registered to a Volkswagen. That driver, identified as Camelot Beverly of the Queen City, told police officers he knew he had the wrong plates on the car, and a further check also showed that his license was suspended. Beverly was charged with aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle and with having improper plates. He was released on appearance tickets in the case, and his car was towed. That car stop was made at 15th and Pine. City firefighters were called to the area of 19th and Pine yesterday, where fire was discovered in an upper apartment above a storefront. No one apparently home at the time. Firemen made quick work of that blaze. No injuries were reported, but authorities did tell Niagara Radio that a dog was rescued from inside the building and appeared to be okay. The cause of that fire is under investigation by the city's Fire Prevention Bureau. Other accidents reported in the area on Friday In North Tonawanda, a car versus a motorcycle accident reported on the Mid-City Highway at East Robinson. Unknown injuries there. Shortly before that, a car bicycle collision reported. That happened at Main and Thompson Street in NT. Again, no word on any injuries. In the town of Wheatfield, a two-vehicle accident was reported in the 2800 block of Niagara Falls Boulevard. There were injuries reported there. Sheriff deputies and volunteers from the Burkholz Fire Company responded to that scene. And as we reported to you here first yesterday afternoon, a car struck a pole on Bellring Drive at Sadlow in the town of Niagara. Unknown injuries at that one, but town of Niagara police reported that the pole that was struck was cracked and had to be replaced. Word has been received that a Niagara Falls man who reportedly pleaded guilty to creating illegal images of children and used an app to send those pictures to others has been sentenced to 27 years in prison. 37-year-old Michael Bevel of the Falls was originally arrested more than a year ago on the charge following an FBI investigation. Now the court has set his sentence, and now he'll begin serving his 27 years. And authorities tell Niagara Radio that a special piece of equipment on top of the ReWorld Energy plant on Energy Boulevard in the Falls broke loose and fell from its holding yesterday. That equipment is said to be used in a process that removes unwanted particles from incinerators at the plant. Luckily, no one was in the area. That fallen piece of equipment reportedly weighed 1,500 pounds. Finally, as we reported to you first here yesterday, a reminder that caution should be taken after a rabid bat was found on the Swan Road in the town of Lewiston. Authorities said that bat came in contact with a couple of cats who will now receive precautionary booster vaccines, but luckily no humans were reportedly exposed. But with the health department confirming that the rabid animal was found, they remind residents that bats, raccoons, skunks, and fox are common animals that carry rabies, and you can contact the disease just by touching a rabid animal, even if you're not bit. So they remind parents to caution their children if they see an animal they don't know, don't react with it. And if they come in contact with a strange animal, to let them know at once so the parents can contact the health department. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day, 371-0046. And don't forget, at the Links of Niagara, located in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard, you could practice your golfing skills before you get out onto the golf courses and do it on the same simulators that the pros use. It's a fun atmosphere and great practice where you don't have to worry about stepping in any mud. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. To schedule your next tee time or for a virtual look at the links, you can visit them online at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by entering niagaradio.net in Facebook. And remember, at night and over the weekend, if news breaks out, we'll break in, and you'll hear it here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.